Welcome to the How to Be Happy with Yourself podcast. I'm your host, Becky Smith. I'm your certified life and creation coach. I'm here to guide you through the process of setting boundaries, letting go of fear and guilt, improving relationships with others, but most importantly, the relationship with yourself. Because life is better when you're truly happy with yourself. Hello and welcome to the podcast. Today I have a guest, a fellow coach, Nancy Taylor. Me and Nancy met on a boat in Florida. We were both at the Life Coach School Work Hard, Play Hard event. I just bumped into her on the boat and we just started talking and found out we had a lot in common. She lives in Utah. I'm from Utah and we just hit it off. And so I found out what she coaches on or what her niche is, and it is helping moms work from home, which is perfect for what I do. And I know a lot of my audience does that also. So Nancy, would you introduce yourself to my audience?
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here. I love sharing tips, tricks, strategies, teaching. It's so fun for me. So I am in Utah, like you said. I grew up here. My husband is a pilot, so we've been around a couple different states. I am actually a certified teacher. So I used to teach elementary school. I taught that for about 5 years. And then after that, I started to work online. I had my first daughter. I have three kids. So my first child was a girl and I just wanted to work from home. I thought I need to figure out how to work from home so I can be home with her. That was my big dream and my big vision. And so I got to work on figuring it out. I made mistakes and tried to do the wrong things and all that love. And I came to find that I could actually teach English online. I fell in love with it. And that's where my brand started, is I started teaching other moms how to teach English online. And so I told them there's this company you can teach for. I started a YouTube channel and it just blew up. It grew and it was thriving and so amazing. I love the experience. I started recruiting teachers, became a top recruit there were 100,000 teachers and I was top five for recruiting. So it was so wild in that season. So this all happened. My daughter was born in 2015. So this happened between 2016 to 2020 that I fell in love with working online. And it came from a place of, I wanted to work from home and then built the brand and did that specifically on YouTube and grew that. And it was so fun. I got to go to China and meet my students. And then in 2020, this is when I launched an offer of my own, my first like real step into having my own offer and my own little business. And it was awesome. It was actually a course on YouTube. It was teaching teachers how to create a brand on YouTube. And I launched that in 2020. And here's where the story kind of takes this turn, which in the moment was rough on me, but I think that's why I'm here. And that's why I became a life coach. And that's why I do what I do. Is later in that year, it was June or July of 2020. I actually lost all my teaching contracts. I lost my affiliate link. I lost all of them and they were terminated because I was reported for racism, which I would have never in that moment. I thought I would have never expected that. When it was reported, there was an image that was reported from my Facebook to the company. I didn't think anything of it because you get people commenting or saying things on your YouTube channel. I didn't think anything of it. And it was a really big learning experience. I learned so much. I was very humbled. And I just took this deep dive into, okay, what do I really want to do? Who do I really want to help? How do I want to keep showing up? And that's when I started taking courses on mindset. I started taking courses on life coaching. I started to learn about your divine nature, your identity, and just understanding that. It was a game changer. So I knew I've always taught to work on yourself, and that's going to be what pours into who you coach, who you help, your relationships, all of it. It is when I work on myself, everything else seems to improve. I taught that as a brand coach. I taught that for YouTube channels, and I truly believe that. And so that was a season where I just poured into myself and I certified as a life coach, learned how to do that. I've been practicing since, and I absolutely love what I do. I don't think if that door closed that I would be where I am now. I would probably still be only helping online teachers, but now I help women and specifically with working from home and just balancing all that. So that brings me to today. That's where we are. Is that a long summary of me?
Well, I love it because I didn't know that. I also recently have been really embracing the thought that rejection is redirection. And it seems like that's what happened with you there, just redirecting you in a different way, and that you learned some deep lessons too, and probably opened you up to new ways of thinking that you hadn't thought of before.
I love that. Rejection is redirection. It's so true. One of those growing moments when you want to step into blame and into shame and into those defense. I wanted to get defensive. I embraced it. And I thought this is a huge opportunity for me, not only to learn for myself, but also to teach those that perhaps are following my brand or here following what I teach. So it was a really beautiful moment looking back, but it was devastating in the moment. I was devastated in the moment. It was a little bit of an identity shock for me.
Yeah. So you said you came to this can be an opportunity, but I'm sure that's not the way it happened at first. How long did it take you to really shift from that? And were you already familiar with coaching, or is that when you really found it?
Yeah, I wasn't familiar with what a life coach was at all. I had no idea. I didn't know. I remember someone messaging me and saying, hey, would you like a mindset coach inside your course? I sold a course, and I was like, what's a mindset coach? I had no idea. I was so naive. And this was in 2020, 2021. It was one of those moments when I would pause and I thought, oh, I got to look inside. That's where the answers are. I just was so grateful for coaches to mentor me and help me. I fell in love with reading Brené Brown. I have Byron Katie, like all of them. I love all that stuff. And I wouldn't have done that if I wasn't redirected, just like you said. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's amazing. So to just shift a little bit to your niche or moms working from home, what do you think is the biggest challenge with working from home?
I would say most often what I hear is this feeling of overwhelm, this feeling of just feeling behind. Like a lot of times women will feel like I can't get ahead of work. I can't get ahead of the housework. I maybe feel mom guilt because I'm not spending that time with my kids. And so a lot of it, because if you think about it, there's actual physical barriers. When you leave the house and go to work, the kids aren't there. Unless you work at the same place that they are, but you go to a different place. But when you're working from home, there's not always that barrier. So there really are a lot of things that we coach on around setting boundaries, experiencing overwhelm, why we are feeling that way. And also I've given a lot of women, they didn't know they had the permission because the permission to do more than one thing. A lot of times they're high achievers and they want to build the business and also homeschool their kids. And they really have these big visions and big dreams, but they feel like they're limited because they're raising kids or because time. And so we do a lot of coaching around that and fulfilling that purpose and that like desire. I think you have that desire in your heart. It's not just there because it wants to be there, but we really feel called to do something. Someone else doesn't necessarily have that. Your partner or your family doesn't maybe understand it. And so when you're working from home, whether you're building a business or working for another company, it's just like that. Maybe the desire is to be home and be more present with your family. So leaning into that and your whole why you're doing it in the first place.
Okay. So you say overwhelm is a big challenge. Boundaries, just probably trying to understand what they are and how to set them up is a big deal. And then your identity or your why.
Sometimes we get mixed up with, why are we doing it in the first place? Because you could work somewhere else, but why are you choosing to work from home? And a lot of the women I coach are building a brand of their own. So why are you choosing to do that?
Okay. So if I was your client coming to you and I was saying all those things, Nancy, I am overwhelmed. It's just everything all the time. It feels like I sit down to do my work and the laundry is calling me and the messy house and that thing I forgot to do for my kid. And, I should be at the game. I haven't eaten anything healthy today. It just feels like you're being pulled in 50,000 directions and I'll do a to-do list and it just keeps going longer and longer. Yeah. I'll knock a couple of them off and then it feels 10 more pop up where the ones I knocked off were. And it just feels depressing is the word that comes up, demoralizing. Yeah. It just feels like I'm not accomplishing anything. And that was a whole thought download for you, but
I love it because I hear this is something that I even coach myself on and I get coached on a lot. I think that's why it's so helpful to coach others on it is I also need support and coaching. And when you think about it, okay, I have this huge to-do list and it just keeps adding on. I feel like I can't get ahead. It's that feeling of I'm behind. Mm-hmm. I'm always behind. The strategy that I teach that's been really helpful is having like I take 1 hour, I call it my power hour, and I love my power hour. I used to just put it off. I don't need that, but it essentially is 1 hour that I take. I do one on Sunday and I'll just map out the week, but I first list out my priorities because I used to just write to-do lists. And then my brain was spinning, thinking about all the to-do lists. Oh, I need to do this. Oh, I need to call the doctor for kindergarten shots. And your brain will just keep thinking of all the things. And so it's no wonder we feel exhausted and overwhelmed because we're constantly thinking of all the things we need to do. So I take that 1 hour, I dump all the things out of my brain, and then I only choose the things that are in alignment with my priorities. So I make sure that they are relationships with my family. Those are priority time with myself. Like I want to make sure that I'm taking care of me and that's a priority. My faith is a priority. And then my work in the house, like cleaning and my business, that takes time too. So I schedule that out. I take 1 hour to schedule out my week. And I not only put the to-do list, but I put a specific time. So then I can tell my brain, hey, you don't have to worry about calling the doctor because I put on Monday at 8 a.m., you're going to call the doctor and schedule an appointment. I can get it all out. There's a quote, plan to run your day or your day will plan to run you. And I've been on the other end when I just show up for the day and I'm like, okay, what do we have? And I felt overwhelmed and I felt stressed and I felt like I couldn't get ahead. And so this 1 hour meeting with myself just allows me to go into the week with confidence. And the second part of this strategy that I teach is making sure that I hold myself accountable. And so a lot of times I'll have women that say, okay, I did the power hour. I planned out the week, but now everything is rolling over to the next day. I'm like, that is just evidence that you probably have too many things. Let's get rid of some. I'm all about simple. What can you get rid of? That's just going to feel like, it's like when you like can loosen your pants after you get home and you put on your jogger pants, you're like, you take off your bra at the end of the day. Maybe yeah. You don't want that in there. that relaxed feeling. Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me more about that, of the priorities and then how to take stuff out. Because I think a part of my problem is being really unrealistic about time. And I've heard that there's a thing called time blindness. And I'm like, pretty sure I have that because I can't be on time for anything anyway. It's really hard. I underestimate how much time things take. Sometimes I think now I have the whole day to do this task. And then I take the whole day to do the task. So I'm sure there's some happy medium and maybe it's like trial and error for you of trying to figure it out. But I just wonder if you have any hacks on that.
Yes. I'm so glad you bring that up because that is what we do is if we give ourselves all day, we'll take all day to complete the task. That's how my summer is. I'm like, I have so much freedom. I did one thing today. Like it just, your brain does that. So with looking at, okay, if I have 1 hour that I've scheduled out on my time, I'm going to hold myself accountable. Maybe I'm making a YouTube video. It might look different if I give myself 6 hours. I might film, I might edit some more, I might have some more B-roll. It might be a little bit different product at the end, but I most definitely can do the same product. I can create a video in 1 hour. So a lot of times it's not that we don't have the time to do it. We don't have the time to perfect it. And we spend all that time trying to make it perfect or trying to do things perfect. Or what we will do too is when we get into that place of overwhelm, we're looking at all the things we have to do. I didn't finish that thing that I had scheduled for an hour and I'm on to the next thing. We get paralyzed. We don't do the thing. We go to the kitchen and we're like, I need a snack. snack. Like, this is taking too much brain power. So one trick that I teach is take that one thing that is most important that you're like, this is the task that takes a little bit more brain power. And I do it earlier in the day. Mine is before my kids wake up, because once they wake up, it's a little bit more flexible. And so I do that in the morning. And just a little bit of a glimpse into my morning routine. So what I do is I wake up at 5. I wake up at 5 a.m. And I used to think, oh, that is the most important part is the wake up time. But I actually put on my schedule, 8 p.m. is above 5. I believe your day starts at night. So if I switch that and I'm like, okay, 8 p.m. is my start time, that means I'm getting my kids ready for bed at 7:30. And this is so funny because I used to be one that I could care less about a bedtime. And I wondered why I was overwhelmed and stressed and frustrated. And I did not like bedtime. And I started to like it. I liked it because I was hitting it consistently. And so having that bedtime, having that wake up time, and then in the morning, do you want to hear a little bit of the morning routine? Would that be helpful?
Yeah, sure. But I want to hear about the bedtime thing. I want to hear just a little bit more your thoughts that help you do that. I heard you say, I love it now. What got you to that?
Yeah. Okay. For the bedtime routine, I would say to my husband, how come I always have to do the bedtime? It's so hard. It's so frustrating. And I was just giving all my power away. It's like, this is the hardest. I used to do the same thing with dinner time. Why do I have to make dinner? I hate making dinner. And I realized that I was carrying this really negative energy. And so all I did was I looked at my thought around it. Okay, bedtime. I'm like, I can make this the most magical time. I get to snuggle the kids. I get to read them stories. And I get to make this such a special moment. Whereas before, I was choosing to make it stressful, to make it frustrating. It was a choice. And when I noticed that it was my choice, it was not the kids or that they preferred mom to do bedtime. It was not that. It was me. I was choosing to bring that headspace. And so with the bedtime routine, I love it now because they get in their snuggly jammies. We read our books and we go through, like, we brush the teeth and we do all those things. And it's just, it's not so much that it's different in what we do, but how we do it. And this was a huge thing when I had that whole, the mindset and had that big transition into not only helping online teachers, but helping work from home women. I prayed about it. And I said, who should I help? How should I help them? And it was, the answer was, it doesn't matter what you teach, but how you teach it. And I was like, oh my goodness, no, duh. It's not what I'm doing each day, but it's how I'm showing up. So just changing that energy in my bedtime routine allows us to get to bed. And I'm in bed by 8, which is like so funny because I maybe would laugh at myself. Like, you go to bed at 8. It seems impossible. But if we do think it seems impossible, we'll make sure that it's impossible. So that's the bedtime routine. Is that helpful to hear?
Yeah, no, I loved the thought. I get to make this special.
Yeah.
That is way different energy than I have to put them down in bed again or I have to make dinner again. I get to make this special. My kids are all teenagers. So although my youngest still likes me to like just tuck him in. So that's a little different. My thing is more like I'm all about this is my time for entertainment, right? This is the time I get to watch TV or whatever. It's by myself. And so that's where I get trapped. And so I'll have to look at that a little closer. And how could I make just like going to bed luxurious or enjoyable without the entertainment on my side. Yeah.
And when you say that, like, this is a thought that I've coached quite a few women on, and it is, this is the only time I get to myself, or I put the kids to bed or the kids are to bed. I've been working all day and taking care of the house. And so they feel, I finally get a second. And all we did was we looked at how do you feel after you take that time to maybe watch a show, maybe scroll social media, and they're like, not good. I always say it's fatigue that leads to distractions. It's fatigue and fear that leads to distractions and doing other things. And so I said, just try it. Just say, okay, I'm going to try this bedtime thing. I'm going to wake up a little bit earlier. And they noticed that the quality of time, how they were spending their time, was a lot higher earlier in the morning versus, or more, not higher, but more in alignment with who they wanted to be.
Maybe more focused.
Yeah, more focused. And also your sleep is so important for the quality of day you have the next the next day.
It really is.
And some things are out of your control. The kids wake up or whatnot, or maybe you get home late from a social event. But as long as we go in, if you're like, okay, I don't love how I feel after I've done that. And something you can do with that power hour is schedule. Wednesday, I watch a show. I like to do like Friday, I'm going to watch a chick flick. That's my Friday. But if I start doing that every night, I notice I'm feeling behind. I'm feeling stressed. And it's because I'm spending my time on things that aren't in alignment with who I want to be. I'm like, but I do like that. So I'll schedule it Friday. Friday is I get to watch a show. And maybe I'll stay up maybe an hour or two later.
I want to jump back a little bit. When you talked about accountability, holding yourself accountable, how?
Yes.
Do you hold yourself accountable to the calendar?
Yeah, and it's so amazing to think, okay, I have these great ideas. I'm so motivated. And this is what happens a lot of times with those like coaches. I have this honeymoon stage. I'm going to take care of myself. My self-care is on point. And then it starts to dwindle. And what I say, and what we look at is, okay, are you surrounding yourself? Do you have that content that is positive, that is reinforcing the behaviors that you're trying to establish? And I do speak quite a bit. Maybe you talk a lot about identity and speak to who is this version of yourself? Who is this person? How do they show up? What I had to do, because I was like, okay, how am I going to wake up at 5? I'm going to want to click snooze. That accountability, it's so much easier in the moment. I decided that I have to choose 24 hours ahead, and I'm going to treat this like a coaching call. I actually scheduled coaching calls for 30 days. I did it in December. I'm like, I'm just going to do 30 days. I'm coaching from 5 to 7 a.m. So I physically had to be there. And I noticed that I treated the bedtime routine a lot differently if it was just me waking up at 5 for I had to do my morning routine. So that's truly how I trained myself. I'm like, okay, I might need someone else's accountability, but how do I channel that same energy as I have a coaching call, or I have, maybe it's a lunch with your very best friend that you don't want to miss at all. How do you channel that same energy and accountability into the times that it's you showing up for you? And maybe it could be a habit tracker. Do you do things that have helped you?
Yeah, I don't know if you're familiar with Gretchen Rubin and her 4 tendencies.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Okay, you'll have to look it up. But so she talks about what motivates you or holds you accountable. And one of them is called an obliger. An obliger is someone who needs external accountability in order to achieve a task. It's what you just described there. And I have found ways to fit it in other places of my life, but I had never thought about opening up coaching to that time to get you up in the morning. I'm a group fitness instructor and a yoga instructor, and it's how I got myself to actually do that was to offer a free class every Saturday at 8 in the morning, and then I had to be there. And then I actually got a job so that I have to show up and work out. So it's that external accountability. And so it's just like getting creative with that. And not every person necessarily needs that. There's different types. Some people are more questioners and they need to know why. Why does it matter to them? And if they can find out it makes sense to them and why it matters to them, then they can do it. Or I resonate with you saying that you figured out a way to make external accountability, but then you were able to wean off of it. It sounds like you don't have to have 5 a.m. visits anymore.
Yeah. Now I do still coach at 6 a.m. in the morning, but I do wake up an hour before to do my morning routine. When you're establishing a new habit, to tie it to something that you already automatically do. So I didn't know you were a fitness instructor. I am too. That's so fun. Yeah. I do fitness and nutrition coaching. And one thing that I say is for those that I'm coaching on tracking their macros or any new habit that they're not familiar with, and it's going to take a little bit more energy and brain, you're going to use that prefrontal cortex, tie it to a task you already do. So what they do is I tell them, when you're brushing your teeth at night and you're brushing your teeth just automatically, you're just going to grab your phone and you're going to pre-log your food for tomorrow. So we're just prepping the night before. It's like going to the gym and already having your workout all planned out. So I know exactly what I'm going to do when I show up. And so same thing with a new habit or a new accountability, you can tie it to something you automatically do. Or like maybe your new habit is I want to drink more water. Mm-hmm. And so first thing in the morning, what's something that you're already doing that you could tie the water to? For mine, I just put a sticky tab right on the fridge, like water first thing. I really had to practice it. So you have to go through that stage of practice before it becomes automatic.
Yeah. So let's hear about that morning routine. What is that?
Okay. Yes. We'll jump into it. So I'm up at 5 and then I do these 3 things. I do a glass of water and then I'll meditate for 10 minutes and journal. And I didn't ever do this before life coaching. I was like, who meditates? But what I've learned is sometimes we feel like I have to do all this self-care and it almost becomes a chore on top of what we're doing. It's, oh, I need to get the workout. And I realized my program is called Simple Daily Habits. Simplify. Okay. What is going to allow my brain to just be at this beautiful state? And so that takes me 15 minutes to do those things. And then I choose, okay, what's the one thing I'll program in my morning? What's the one thing that's going to move the needle in my business? What's the one thing that takes more energy, my brain? Maybe it's learning Facebook ads. Maybe it's something that just takes a little bit more brain power that I don't want to do. Yeah. I could put that off for weeks, months, years. And then I'll put that at the beginning of my day, like my morning, I will work on that one thing, that task that's going to allow me to be in alignment with my purpose. And my goal is to coach more women. And so that is often what I do first thing. And then I'll coach from 6 to 7:30. So it's simple. Like I just get up, do the meditate, the water, the journal, and then do that one task. Maybe it's writing emails. And then I get to coach. And I feel like coaching actually fills my cup. It's a huge part of, I feel so good. It's like parenting. You think they benefit, but we benefit. I benefit so much from coaching others. It's just so fun.
All right. The routine sounds like that it would just really set you up for the whole rest of your day. And even if the whole rest of your day went haywire, you'd already be like, I got that one thing. Yeah. That one thing done that really matters.
And it matches into making your schedule, your work schedule, work around your life. My priority during the day is my kids. So I have a 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 2-year-old. Yeah. And so I'm home with them. And so I work early mornings and I work nap time. And that's it. Like right now is nap time. We're filming this, we're recording this. And so it just, I work around that priority. And I think that's why I feel in balance or I feel in alignment. Sometimes it'll get out of alignment. Mm-hmm. I feel like that the ability to adjust my schedule to work around my goal to be a stay-at-home mom just has really worked well.
So tell me a little bit more about your program.
It's called Simple Daily Habits. It's specifically for women that are working from home. A lot of them are building a brand on YouTube. I have quite a few that are YouTube. I have some homeschool moms. But the thing I've come to find is we truly do coach on just about everything. Self-care. I have women that have lost 20 pounds. And the biggest part is speaking to their minds, our thoughts. And when I first learned this, when I learned the model from Brooke Castillo, I was like, this is a game changer. I've been going through motherhood thinking that I couldn't follow my dreams because my kids were there, right? Like just we give those excuses or we don't take complete ownership of following through on our desires and what we want to do. So a lot of the women are pursuing like building their own businesses and it's just a really beautiful community. So it's a group coaching program that I run and I love it. It's a lot of online teachers, online coaches, just those that are balancing work and life and relationships and they're thriving. It's just like surviving to thriving. So I love what I do.
So how would they find more out about that?
You could just go to my website. It's heynancytaylor.com or on Instagram. I'm just heynancytaylor. But I do have a training that it's the power hour that we talked about. It's actually part of my core curriculum. And that's something that I offer for free. It's right there on heynancytaylor.com. And I feel like that's the groundwork. That's the foundation of feeling a little bit more in balance. And then the coaching is just, that's where you get to really apply the concept and watch it happen.
Yeah. So how long did you say the program was? It's 6 months?
It's month to month.
Month to month. Okay.
Yep. It's ongoing month to month. So I have women that jump in. I have some that have been in there for a year. I've had some that have just in a couple months. I always say minimum 3 months to really learn the framework and to go through all the core curriculum. And then if you feel confident, you can go on it on your own. A lot of them will stay, some will go. It just, yeah, it's month to month.
All right. Thank you so much, Nancy. This has been really helpful and eye-opening for me. It's stuff I've heard it before. It's not like I haven't heard it, but it's just hearing it in a different way that specifically applies to me in this time and moment, and somebody who's in my same industry and who gets it, understands it. Yeah. So thank you so much for coming on and sharing your wisdom.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks for having me.
If you have ever felt like you know what you should be doing to be happy with yourself, but you can't seem to get yourself to do it, then I'm the life coach for you. Click on my calendar in the show notes to sign up for a free life coaching session, personalized and tailored to help you get unstuck and be happy with yourself.